The Thomas Fire near Southern California was one of the most destructive wildfires in the state's history. It destroyed nearly 1,000 structures, including more than 750 homes. Like any wildfire, it severely damaged the living conditions for wildlife, and many of the animals themselves were burned. So how can they be assisted in recovering? One Northern California veterinarian came up with a unique kind of bandage made from tilapia skin. And that veterinarian, Dr. Jamie Payton of the University of California, Davis, is with me to talk about it. Dr. Payton, how brutal have these wildfires, the Thomas Fire in particular, been for wildlife in California?
Well, it's, you know, like anything, we always say when we think about wildfires, we actually think more of, course, the people that have been displaced and injured, the companion animals, and that's really what we had done a lot of. We've cared for a lot of companion pets, both dogs and cats and horses that had been impacted by the fires. And then there's a whole other subset, of course, the wildlife, especially in the big fire like that we had down in Southern California, the Thomas Fire, which was, you know, one of the biggest fires ever in our area and displaced a lot of wildlife. And in the past, you know, my view of it is that, you know, in the past, a lot of the wildlife that has either been found or seen that's been injured, they didn't really treat those animals. They kind of, you know, euthanized them and were part of the tragedy. And this was a different type of story because this was one where when they were assessed and Dr. Duane Tom down south assessed them, thought, well, you know, maybe this is an opportunity that we could try to treat these animals and see if we can manage them being wildlife, which comes with its own challenges, as well as, you know, can we get them better? Can we get them where they can go back to the wild? And that's when they decided to send them up to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife regional headquarters in Rancho Cordova, and they assessed them, and then they called me because I'd had experience treating, you know, both pain and burns in a lot of our domestic animals and thought, well, could we do it in wildlife?
Obviously, our companion animals, our pets, are used to us, and even when they're in pain, because they're familiar with us, they still, even if they're uncomfortable, they can still tell that we're there to love them in some way, whereas wildlife is very different. So what are some of those challenges?
Yeah, it was definitely, you know, I was really lucky to work with the team at CDFW because one of the big challenges is, number one, yes, they're wild animals. So it's not safe for them or safe for us to be with them while they're awake because they can be a danger to you. So we had to actually heavily sedate them, if not anesthetize them, so that we could work on them. And that's a big challenge because we can't do that on a daily basis. As you can imagine, it would take a toll on you to be anesthetized every single day. Well, it's the same for these animals. So we had to keep that into consideration because burn care typically is a daily thing. We take care of them on a daily basis. Well, that wasn't possible with these animals. The second thing is that, you know, for pain control, we will give injectable medications when they're anesthetized, but then we want them to take daily pain meds like we would do or we would give to dogs and cats. But if the bears or the mountain lion doesn't want to eat it, they're not going to eat it. You can't make them take it. So that was another big factor. And then we couldn't do bandages because typical bandage material, you know, if they eat that, they can actually get a GI obstruction. And if they pull off the bandages, you can't easily go into the cage and take it out.
What is this idea you came up with? Because, as you mentioned, there are challenges of chewing through bandages. And it involves a fish that a lot of us maybe eat once, twice a week, even more often. It's very common to find it in the stores. How did you discover that? And how did you determine it would help with these burnt paws and whatnot?
You know, it's funny how things evolve. I always say the universe sends you things to help you continue to push yourself and be inspired in your medicine, because medicine really is an art form, in my opinion. And, you know, the first bear that we saw, you know, we started treating her very traditionally. For all these animals, we started with standard burn care by removing the dead tissue, cleaning it up, applying pain ointment, antibacterial ointment. But then even with that, I knew we needed more. So we incorporated our acupuncture, our chiropractic, our cold laser, our PEMF therapy. And even with all of that, I still knew, like, this bear was just so painful. You know, she was really, really did inspire me because I thought, you know, I've got to figure out a solution. I don't know, you know, what else we need, you know, what we can do. You know, where an idea comes from, I'm not sure, but I remembered, reading about the group in Brazil doing their tilapia research and using it for people with burns. And they have a similar issue, which is we don't have, skin banks available in veterinary medicine, which is typically what's used for humans here in the U.S. when they have a severe burn. And also money is always an issue. So I remembered seeing that, and we actually contacted the group down in Brazil, and they were getting some really good preliminary results. But unfortunately, they couldn't help us more than that because they can't ship any of those skins. They can't do that out of the country. So I thought, you know what? I think this is a solution that we need. Let's do it. And so we actually made our own and were able to get them on the animal, and the results were really impressive. You always hope that your idea will be successful, but you never know. But this bear, the first time I applied it, she definitely, stood up for the first time, which was really something we were looking for, because an animal will tell you if they're feeling better or they're feeling worse.
How did that make you feel? I mean, you're not just a veterinarian. You're also a human being who has, develops. I mean, this is part of the reason I'm sure you're in that profession. So how did that make you feel?
You really get bonded to them because you see their pain, you see how they're suffering, and you're trying to find a solution. And you have to have an intention to heal. You have to believe that you're going to help them. You have to believe they're going to get better. It's really hard to describe fully, but, it was just a series of emotions during that whole holiday time. And really, I feel very, very blessed that everything turned out well. And more importantly, that they're back in their home and they're doing well.
Dr. Jamie Payton is a veterinarian at the University of California, Davis.